This is Conversations on Public Health. Today, March 25th, 2011, marks the 100th anniversary of the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire in New York City, one of the deadliest industrial accidents in U.S. history. Professor David Christiani, Elkinblatt Professor of Environmental Genetics, talks about the tragedy and how it mobilized government officials and the public to strengthen workplace safety regulations. Christiani also talks about Alice Hamilton, the first woman professor at Harvard, who became a leading researcher in the fields of industrial hygiene and toxicology at Harvard School of Public Health. What happened at the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory?
So the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory was a ladies' garment factory in the lower west side of New York in the Greenwich Village area near Washington Place. And in March 25th, 1911, a fire broke out in the upper floors of the building on the eighth or ninth floor of this garment factory, which rapidly spread, creating smoke and flame hazards. And the doors of the factory had been locked from the outside so that the majority of the 500 workers, virtually all of them women, had difficulty egressing the building, particularly during this emergency. And most of the workers were immigrants, Italian, Eastern and Southern European Jews, who had immigrated first generation. Some of them were quite young, were young girls, 10, 11, 12, and teenagers. And 146 died from either burns, smoke inhalation, or jumping from the upper floors as the flames ripped through the upper floors and they couldn't get out. So this was a galvanizing moment for New York and for the country. I think it's the fourth largest workplace tragedy in the U.S. And in particular, it really rocked the consciousness of the immigrant community in New York. It galvanized the workers to action and support by other organizations. It helped start the International Lady Garment Workers Union, Press for Better Working Conditions. And it did stimulate tighter regulations. The doors being locked from the outside, my understanding is it violated even existing fire code for New York. So the owners were already violating an existing code that was in place for buildings that were more than a few stories high. But this then stimulated the whole issue of workplace conditions, because the conditions were difficult. These were sweatshops, and workers worked under very tough conditions, with injuries being very common. And so to have a massive tragedy like this occur on top of what they were already suffering in their working and living conditions really focused attention. And it mobilized people to put pressure on politicians. And so regulations did start to get better after that. It actually did stimulate, and often was referred to by some of the giants in our field in preventive medicine and occupational and environmental health. Later, Alice Hamilton referred to it many times in her talks, interested her in the health of working populations.
You just mentioned Alice Hamilton, Harvard's first woman professor. Tell us a little bit about Hamilton and her pioneering role in the health of workers.
Alice Hamilton is recognized as really the founder of occupational medicine and industrial hygiene in the U.S. She was a physician and who developed early on an interest in social medicine, and particularly the health of working populations in the U.S., and who then became the first woman professor at Harvard Medical School. And her work at the medical school continued here at the School of Public Health when the school was founded in the 20s, and the new Department of Industrial Medicine was founded. That then later spurred the fields of industrial hygiene, exposure assessment, and occupational medicine as individual specialties. She was a giant in the world of industrial toxicology, wrote the first practical textbook on industrial toxicology in the U.S., did pioneering work on lead and heavy metals and a number of other chronic conditions that affected workers all over the U.S. She was also known, when a stamp was cut with her image, as they put social activists on it, but she was actually a first-rate scientist, a physician scientist and social activist, who I think embodied what we would consider as a role model in public health, bringing investigation, the generation of knowledge rapidly to bear into translation into policy changes. And she lived to be the ripe old age of 101 and contributed throughout her career of training, education, and research, both at Harvard and before her Harvard days.
This has been a Harvard School of Public Health production. Please visit us on the web at www.hsph.harvard.edu.